Welcome to the first episode of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, Episode 0, Linux is a Serious VoiceOver System. The planned content for this podcast is to demonstrate how open-source audio tools can be used to produce production-quality voiceover and narration products. Each episode will include an audio technology factoid and a featured Linux audio tip related to producing professional audio on Linux with open-source tools. The planned duration of a typical episode is about 5 minutes, which should allow you to fit it into the playlist of other podcasts you listen to, regardless of how long or short your commute or exercise session is. Here's today's audio technology factoid. The minimum sampling rate to set in your audio processing software is affected by the Nyquist rate, named after Harry Nyquist. Here's a summary of effects from the complex math that underlies the Nyquist-Shannon theorem, named after Nyquist and Claude Shannon. As a practical matter, your sampling rate must be at least twice the highest frequency in your composite audio. So the highest frequency that can be accurately reproduced at a sample rate of 44,100 samples per second is half that, or 22,050 Hz. That's the standard for CDs, and unless you're a dog or a bat, you probably can't hear anything higher than that. As digital audio works on precise timing, the sampling rate is critical for equipment and project compatibility. So if you're producing audio for a DVD, the standard is 48,000 samples per second. The takeaway from this is that the sampling rate is a critical value to set correctly before you record. Today's feature Linux audio tip is core to what this podcast is all about. How do you know you're using actual open source software for your audio work? If you're on Linux now, it's very likely you already know this because of the software repositories feeding your package manager. But it's important to know that open source is very different from free, closed source, or try it free, closed source software that is also legal. This is more of a problem on closed source operating systems where access to the source code is not a big deal, and actually most users of open source software don't look at the source code either. But with open source software, there is or at least the possibility that other programmers equally knowledgeable are looking at it. And when one of them finds something wrong, they post what they find, and more importantly, they offer fixes to the problem. The open source method also makes it more difficult for malware to be packaged in the open source software. Yes, some malicious programmers try to corrupt open source software, but they are usually caught before any damage becomes widespread. In contrast that with closed source freeware, and the difference in the risk assurance is significant. This is overwhelmingly the case, even when Linux vulnerabilities are discovered, such as the Bash shellshock bug from 2014. They're patched quickly by the major Linux distributions. There's no such system for closed-source freeware, because, well, it's closed-source, and no one can see it. Commercial products such as Pro Tools receive understandable accolades, but compare that to open-source audio tools, and consider your return on investment for many of the same capabilities. So exactly what open source tools are worthy of your attention, and more importantly, your use? Here are some audio production tools available in most major Linux distribution repositories. They include Audacity, Sox, as in Sound Exchange, that's SOX, Sweep, Ardor, Frescobaldi, which is a Lilypond-based system for music composition, Traverso, SFXR, Yoshimi, Zenad SubFX, Sonic Visualizer, Rose Garden, CaveWave Sound Editor, and Lash Panel. And then there are the basic sound handling and connection systems, such as ALSA, Pulse Audio, Jack, and LADSPA. Now that's not all-inclusive, and if I missed your favorite Linux audio tool, please let me know. Further episodes will include helpful how-to tips on using some of these tools, especially the ones I like to use in my workflow. So I hope that gives you a flavor of what this podcast will be all about. Next time, we'll cover Sox in your VoiceOver toolbox. That's it for now. Happy audio work! Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open-source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.